go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try to make it.
Rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs, welcome to the Bull Riding Advice Hour, and I am your host, King of Making Eight Rodeo Network, Scott Mesick. That's right. Joining me tonight, my co-host, my partner in crime, Mr. Sam Medlock, head coach of the Allied Bull Riders. Hang on a second, I might have him. There you go. Sam, are you with us?
I'm here, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, Scott. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening in.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Are you ready for a big old Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm very ready. I'm not going to do any work tomorrow at all. I'm going to eat, watch football, and hang out in the house. Probably take a nap.
Well, what else is new? No, I'm kidding,
oh,
man.
Come on.
You, you work harder than anybody I know. I got to tell you, though, man, the wife, she actually cut me off for dinner tonight. She said, nope, no dinner. You got to save it for all that Thanksgiving dinner we're having tomorrow. So we'll be in Arkansas, man.
Oh, in Arkansas. Okay, you're getting up there around my territory as well.
You bet, man. We're only crossing over about 30 minutes outside of Oklahoma, so it's not too far outside our neck of the woods. But, yeah, we're going to be out there, man. Good time, spending time with the family. And, man, got to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. And what do you – I got to ask you, Sam, what are you most thankful for this year?
Oh, this year, I would just have to say all my friendships. I've gotten to travel a lot this year, and I just really enjoy all my fellow bull riders and all the people that I interact with through the year, and I'm just really thankful for all those people and what they bring into my life, and I'd have to go with all my friends this year.
Yeah, you bet, man. You bet.
I know you've got a lot to be thankful for. You've had a lot of big things going on.
Well, you know, we have, and really – It has a lot to do with the friendships that we've had, the guys that we've been able to meet up with over the last couple of years, and just really the rodeo family. That's what I'm most thankful for. Not just the guys that we've been able to hang out with, but the fans that we've been able to meet along the way, you know, traveling all over, man, making a big move from Florida to Oklahoma. I love it. You know, I mean, there's just so much to be thankful for.
Well, you can't be in a better rodeo, better family than a rodeo family. You know, anywhere you go, if you rodeo, whether it's youth rodeo, professional, or anywhere in between, you're around like-minded people. Rodeo people are good folks, and that's why I'm glad we're doing a show like this, this little talk show, to give these young bull riders some advice and try to keep them pointing in the right direction and help them out, because it is a wonderful way of life, the cowboy rodeo way of life. I wouldn't have it any other way, and we want to help a lot of other kids achieve that too.
Yeah, you bet, man. And really, yeah, because we want to give them the same opportunities that you and I have had as bull riders, being around the rodeo family, being around the bull riding family, and give them so much to be thankful for as well. And that's the opportunity to be able to live that dream like we have had that opportunity to do.
Well, you know what they say, Scott, a bad day at bull riding is better than a good day at the office. And
yeah,
anybody that's rodeoed very long will tell you that. There's not a better place to be if you love riding bulls and you love rodeo. That's where you want to be at. So definitely listen.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So what is on the agenda for tonight, man? Obviously, Thanksgiving tomorrow, big-time holiday. But, I mean, how have things been going with you guys this week? I know you guys had your bull riding, I guess you could say, training day on Tuesday with the junior bull riders. How'd that go?
Training Tuesday was awesome. We had 10 riders out training, it was a very intense session. We really got into some stuff. I can definitely say everybody left exhausted. We rode the barrels, we rode the drop barrel, the Mighty Bucky, did some push-ups, did a little working out, some stretching, had a lecture just about, you know, we just kind of had a lecture slash open discussion with everybody, kind of, you know, you have to define in your own way what you're going to do. You have to make a commitment when you ride bulls, what you're going to do when that gate opens. You know, once the gate comes open, all the decisions already have to be made. You already have to make up your mind that you're ready to try, that you're not going to quit at all cost. And if that means getting stomped or jerked down over their head, you're going to keep trying. And those are just, we just kind of went over some of the stuff that, you know, bull riders should go ahead and have set in their mind before they get on, and the kind of mindset to approach it. And everybody loved it. We had some really good input. The training session was great. Craig Jackson and Tavares Stubbs made their way out about 10 a.m. to the training center this morning, and we had a little private pro training session together, and we went at it for about 2.5 hours. Maybe closer to 3 hours, and we did take a couple breaks there to catch our breath, but we had a pretty intense workout session today, and I posted on Facebook earlier this week it was time for me to start focusing on my bull riding and getting ready for 2012, so I'm feeling pretty confident for myself after a good positive workout today.
Right on. Well, I'll tell you what, and that is so important, you know. I know that, you know, you've really taken on the responsibility as head coach and owner of the Allied Bull Riders, but, you know, you have so much more on your plate in being able to also compete and make a name for yourself out there and succeed at, you know, not just coaching, but also by riding bulls. And man, you got to lead by example, and I think we kind of see that right there.
Yeah, definitely, and I have to work at it. You know, when I was 18, 19 years old and never really been injured and never spent any time away from riding, I was in great shape, and it came very easy to me. And, you know, now that I'm 34 years old, when I started training again 1.5 years ago to come back and ride in the PBR, I mean, it was a real challenge. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. And that's a very true statement. And once you get my age, you've got to put the work in for sure. And it's something that all the bull riders need to just go ahead and put in their program now. Even though there's some young guys out there listening, young bull riders, you know, even though you don't have to stretch as much, or, you know, you're working out because of football, you still need to put in that extra work and keep up with your programs, because if you're going to have a long career, you have to work at it.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Well, I can even tell you, Sam, in my short 8-year career that I've had in riding bulls, that coming off of my injuries in particular, you know, that was something that I always had to do. You know, even when I came back, even working out, preparing, you know, 2 months in advance, you know, you start your cardio up and you start your weight training, you feel physically good, you know, you're working on the barrels. But when you actually go back to getting on bulls, man, you realize how much more, you know, you've kind of slacked off, and it certainly is, you know, it takes that much to get back into the game. And I know that I certainly had to do a lot of that during my time of riding bulls, coming off of my injuries in particular.
Well, and that's something that I really wanted to talk about tonight, which is timing in bull riding. And you and I were talking about this earlier. You know, and I want to back up just a minute and correct you, Scott. 8 years riding bulls is not a short bull riding career. You know, this is the world's most dangerous sport, and 8 years is a very respectable amount of years to get out there and jockey these dangerous animals, you know. So that's off to anybody on any level that gets out there and entertains crowds and makes a show out of it out there. And talking about that process, Scott, you know, when to go pro, when to move up. You know, a lot of times there are guys out there, and we all know them, they don't have names on TV, but they're kind of hometown heroes and they can ride any bull, but, you know, they've experienced injuries and it's kind of hard to come back from those injuries. And some of those injuries can be avoided if you don't try to move up too quick. Wouldn't you say?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I can certainly attest to that. You know, I know that when I first started, after going to schools, you know, I mean, I spent 2 years just going to jackpot bull rides and practice pens. You know, that was where I spent my career. My first 2 years was just focusing on that because I knew I was late getting started, for one, and I knew for another, I mean, you know, I had to get those bulls under my belt before I stepped up to the caliber of bulls that were in those professional ranks.
Well, and that 2 years riding at open bull rides and practice pen, that's perfect, you know. And a lot of young men, when I was younger, very impatient, you know, and want to move up right away. That's one thing that I want to touch on for all the guys out there that aren't rodeo ready. You haven't been to rodeos and won rodeos. Go to a practice pen where it's not expensive for you to learn. You know, I think no matter what caliber of bull you're getting on, even if it's a real easy bull, a rider should be able to cover about 80% of his practice stock before he's really even ready to go to the rodeo. And so I'm kind of talking in general terms here, Scott, because I think a lot of our listeners and young bull riders out there, you know, everybody wants to compete in the rodeo. You know, I mean, that's the exciting thing.
Yeah.
That's where the crowds are. That's where the good bulls are. Everybody wants to go to the rodeo. But you also want to be successful when you get to the rodeo. You know, it's not cool just to be there. You want to be a valid competitor when you get there.
Absolutely.
So that being said, you know, I think we should talk about some standards, you know, and I think 2 years is a reasonable amount of time for a guy that says, okay, I'm starting to ride bulls today, and to say in 2 years you're ready to go to some semi-pro, maybe a few pro events here and there, that's probably legitimate. In about 2 years, a guy should be ready to move up.
Absolutely. And I can agree with that. I know that, you know, it was really about 4 years before I hit any of the PBR Touring Pro events for myself. And, you know, I found myself when I got to that level realizing that I can compete with any of those guys that were entered up there, you know. And it wasn't a matter of being able to, you know, I was nervous, you know. I think anybody would be when you're competing against the guys that you – watch on TV week in and week out, you know, and you know, I mean, it's a little bit of an intimidation factor. And then when you see the bulls that they're bringing in, but, you know, I think that your body is a lot more adjusted and, you know, getting that, you're a lot smarter and you've got those, when you've got good habits. And I think that's the most important thing as well. By having those good habits, you don't have to think about as much.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, you have to start that winning, and that's another thing, that winning mentality. You know, these young guys that are out there wanting to learn to ride bulls, find an experienced bull rider, somebody that can point you in the right direction and show them the right places to go to get on the right bulls. That's crucial, too. Did you have anybody – now, you started in Florida, is that right?
That's correct. Started
did you
Florida.
Have any – who was your starting out mentor? Like, how did you get started? Like, how did you decide to ride, and how did you get on your first one?
Well, to be honest with you, Sam, it kind of goes back to when I was really a kid. You know, I mean, everybody says, oh, well, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I always wanted to ride a bull. And that was my case. I grew up going to the PRCA rodeos as a fan, you know. My daddy didn't, you know, grow up around rodeo. He didn't grow up raising bucking bulls, and he didn't grow up riding bulls, you know. I just grew up as a spectator, as a fan. My mom used to barrel race, so we used to attend a lot of rodeos, you know. And I just said, you know, one day it's going to happen. And I realized that the smartest thing I could have done was saying, you know, if I'm going to do it, I need to learn the fundamentals. I need to do it in a correct way, in a safe manner. So I went to a bull riding school, which was 3 days. And the minute I got on, I was hooked. But I knew that walking out of that arena after those 3 days, that was only the start, you know, that it was going to take practice. It was going to take getting into a practice pen. And fortunately, I had the guy who actually taught me how to ride bulls, and I'm going to give him the credit, Mr. C.J. Brown down there, was president of the Florida High School Rodeo Association, had his own practice pen, and, you know, I would get down there every week. Every Tuesday, I would go down there and ride bulls. And then if I could find a way on Friday or Saturday to get down there, I would be down there riding bulls every chance I got. And that was what it took, you know, and then started entering up in those little jackpot deals around town that I knew, you know, I could compete with those guys and just make a little money and have fun and be around my friends.
You know, I had some of my best times at the practice pen, and I still hear riders say today, pro riders say that they make their best rides at the practice pen. And I think when there's no pressure and there's no loud music playing and it's just the bull and some dirt and it's back to its original form, those are some of the best times, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, Sam, I don't want to kind of cut off where we go, but we've been on the show here for about 15 minutes and haven't even let out the phone number. I want to let our bull riding, you know, either athletes or fans know that we've got phone lines open. If you guys have questions or comments here on the Bull Riding Advice Hour, give us a call, 646-915-9940. And, Sam, I actually think we've got a caller on the line. What do you say we take them?
Sounds good.
All right. Now, we've got a couple of them, so let's bring this one on first. 254 area code, you're on the Bull Riding Advice Hour.
How's it going?
Good, good. Who are we talking to?
This is Jason Lucian.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Hey, we're doing good. Now, Scott, this is one of the young men that's an allied bull rider from the Rowdy Division over in West Texas. This is one of Lindy's young bull riders.
Okay.
Yeah, so... you know what, Jason, we were going to talk a little bit about the Match of Champions tonight. I was glad that you called in. We were going to get to that in just a little bit, but I was kind of wanting to get your take on it. You're going to be you and three of your teammates from the Rowdy Group are going to be matching my bull riders and Reese's bull riders from Mississippi on New Year's Day. Are you ready to ride?
Yes, sir. I'm pumped.
So, good, good. Now, I know Lindy's been working with you guys over there and getting you all trained up, and he and I are kind of going back and forth. I don't know. I think my guys, I'm telling my guys they've got to bring this trophy back to Montgomery. But, you know, Lindy thinks it should go to West. What do you think?
Yes, sir. I agree.
So you guys are feeling confident over there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sam, if that's the case, why not just bring that thing to Ada, Oklahoma, man? It'd look good on my living room.
Oh, man. Well, listen, this is going to be a situation where we're going to make them ride it out. You know,
okay,
I think we'll all shake hands in the end, but it's going to be fun to ride it out and see what group is going to come out on top. And, you know, Jason, while we've got you here on the phone, we've got a lot of young bull riders that listen into this show, just like yourself, getting started in bull riding. And I want you to just kind of put it in a nutshell and tell everybody a little bit about Allied's group over there that Lindy is the coach of, and just a little bit about your training. And I've seen some of your videos. I know you've been making some really good bull rides. And tell everybody how the training's been affecting your bull riding.
Yes, sir. Well, I've been going out. After Lindy told me we're supposed to be going down to Conroe to compete against y'all and you and Reese, I've been trying to practice about every day of the week. And if Lindy ain't there, I bring one of my buddies out there and we go practice. And he actually gave me one of his stationary barrels. So if I can't go, I go out there and practice at my house and try to get on about 8 or 9 bulls a week. Just practice bulls, slow bulls turn right back out of the chute. And I've been covering.
Been getting them rode. Now, one of your rides was on a big Brennel that Lindy sent me a video of. Big high horn Brennel turned out right out of the gate. Really droppy. He looked powerful. Do you know which ride I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Actually, I've rode out him. I rode him out 3 times already, every time I've got on him.
Come on.
I'll tell
you what, that's really good, Jason. That bull bucks, and I was super impressed with that video.
Yes, sir. I got another video. I'll send it to you whenever I get home.
All right.
But.
Well, we appreciate you calling in tonight, and I look forward to having you down here in Conroe at our headquarters and having you compete against our guys. And now you just turned 15, right? Are you 15
sir, I'll
yet?
I'll turn 15 in June.
Okay.
Year.
You turn 15 in June. So now when you turn 18 and you start riding at these bigger bull riders, that's when we're going to move you from the rowdies over here to the pro team. What do you think about that?
Sounds great, man.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for you to show your stuff off over here New Year's Day.
Yes, sir. I'm ready. And
all right, Jason. Looking forward to seeing you then. Thanks for calling in tonight.
And actually, let me say a couple more things. This past week, I had gotten to a concussion, so I've really been practicing just about every day. Tonight's really the only day I haven't got to practice the last week.
Well, how you feeling?
I'm feeling fine now. I'm just getting pumped for the New Year's Eve rodeo and the team.
Awesome. Well, we've got a really nice cup ordered. It's going to be a really nice, super nice trophy. So, listen, if we win this trophy, we're going to take a good picture of it and post it on our Facebook wall so you guys can look at it regularly, all right?
There you go.
All right.
I'm getting myself in trouble, Jason. I'm getting myself in trouble, man.
Yeah, we're going to get Lindy to call in a second.
All right.
All right, Jason. Thanks for your call, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Sam. Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. We've got more callers on the line, man. What do you say we try to jump down here and take another one here quick before our break?
Yeah, go ahead and take another caller, and let's do that.
Okay. 254, you're on the Bull Riding Advice Hour.
Hello?
Hey,
hello.
Who are we talking to?
Oh, hey, this is Tracer McClinton. I'm also a rider for Lindy Johnson at the Rowdy Ranch.
Tracer, how's it going, my friend?
Oh, man, it's going good. We're getting better and better every day out here. We train every day, and we train hard, and we're ready for that trophy to be with us, man.
Oh, I'm assuming you were listening in to my noise that I was talking over here.
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
Okay. All right.
But,
how's the bull rope working out for you?
Man, it's working out good, and, I'm winning jackpots with it, taking some money home, and every day I'm stepping it up, and every time I go out, I get on harder and harder bulls. I'm pushing myself, and I really want to hit it hard, and we push all the guys that we're with, and, it's just going great.
All right. Are you pumped up for New Year's Day, Match of the Champions?
Man, I'm so stoked. I can't wait. Like, I dream about it. I'm ready for it.
It's going to be good. I'm excited, too. All the Lake Conroe Bull Riders are excited, and, of course, all the guys that Reese is the coach of over there in Hernando, Mississippi, they're really anxious. I'm really excited because this is going to be the first time all of you allied junior riders have really met up, and gotten to hang out, and then on top of that, get to ride against each other. So I'm pretty sure that everybody's going to get a qualified ride or get stomped off trying to do it.
Yeah, I mean, us Texas boys, we really know how to do it, and we got a lot of try in us, and we won't give up. And that trophy's pretty much already ours, but
Well, if y'all do win it, will you do the same favor and just post a nice picture of it for me and my group?
Oh, yeah, you know I will. But, hey, I actually had a question that I've been having a problem on my Bulls.
All right.
Well, I'm getting these spinners, and they're coming out of my hand, and I'm posting, but I'm going, like, they're throwing me too far up and over, and I'm just taking all the weight off my spurs, and I'm losing it.
Okay. So when the Bulls are – so they're coming out, they're kicking out, and then – when the bull goes to turn, are you feeling like the power of the bull's kind of forcing you forward, or is it something you're doing on your own?
Well, that first move, like I'm left-handed and it goes to the right and it shoots me over to the left like I'm trying to grab the left horn, and I try to come back, but I'm just losing that right spur.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, you just need maybe just a little bit of fine-tuning. And when I was out working with Jerome Davis this past summer, he was helping me ride away from my hand. I was having trouble away from my hand. And Jerome suggests that a rider ride the outside shoulder. So when that bull, you know, when that bull goes to turn, instead of watching his head and immediately turning with him and opening up prematurely, you're getting in the right spot. You want to be out there like you're reaching for that horn, okay? And you want to be, like, just for a second, you're just going to kind of see the dirt there. Now, what you do with that, squeeze really hard with your spurs and just sit up. You just have to, you know, you may be going just a touch too far, and that's why you're losing your feet, but that's not a bad position, because the first thing you always want to do when a bull is going into your hand or away from your hand, before you make your move, you know, away from your hand, you want to break at the hips and move forward first, then make that move. So you're not in a bad spot. Keep, don't go maybe quite as far, and then be ready to move your hand as the bull turns into the spin. But riding the outside shoulder is actually a really good technique, and Jerome also says when you ride bulls away from your hand using that outside shoulder technique, they tend to stay into the spin more often than jump out of it.
All right. I'll put that to use, and I'm going to try hard. We got a few places we're going to ride at this week. You know, have to step down some food and then go out there and eat. Well, go out there and ride.
Sounds good. Now, hey, don't get out of shape. Keep up that good diet.
You know, I've been trying.
No days off.
The working out we do out at the training keeps me in pretty good shape. And Lindy stays on top of us pretty good and always making us, you know, go out and jog or something. So.
Well, you know, Lindy's been saying a lot of good things about you guys, and I hear you. I hear y'all were doing a little drill in the barrel, and you kind of almost shipwrecked Clint Lott. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are.
Are you guys kind of training extra rough over there or what?
Yeah. we were practicing them spurs getting blown out and then re-grabbing, and I threw a rope around his foot, and I was jerking it out. And well, Clint's a little guy, and I got I'm a strong guy, so I about jerked him off that barrel. So.
Well, hey, that's bull riding, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Tracy, thanks for coming on and talking with us tonight, man. And I hope I answered your question good on the, being out there and riding that outside shoulder. You're not in a bad spot there. And hey, man, we're super stoked about all of you guys from the Rowdy Group being down here New Year's Day. And we're really excited to watch y'all ride. And of course, you know, I've always got my eye on you guys as a coach. Now we still got some spots on the pro team. So I'm hoping that Lindy brings you guys along rather quickly.
Oh, yes, sir. And we can't wait to see you guys, too, and get a good competition going. I'm real excited about it.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
Yeah, you too. Well, Sam, listen, man. We are about halfway through the show. We still got phone lines open, 646-915-9940, and we're going to try to get all of these callers. But Sam, what do you say we take a quick break and we come back, we'll see if we can't talk a little bit more bull riding.
Let's do that.
All right, guys. You guys listen to the Bull Riding Advice Hour right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Five-time world champion Rob Smith. You're listening to Making8.com.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey. Of course it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyway. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey then I take a nap. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Oh. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Bull Riding Advice Hour right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And, of course, that one there goes out to everybody. Just wishing you a big happy Thanksgiving. It's, we know a lot of you are on the road and heading out to visit your family and friends. And Sam, I got to tell you, man, I'm excited. You know, it's a really good thing. And, well, shoot, you know, we're only coming up right around the corner from this deal that's going to be happening on New Year's Eve with this competition between these Allied Bull Riders, man. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. This is going to be just a really fun competition. We're going to run these three teams up against each other. And I've been talking to, of course, Lindy and Reese, the other coaches, and their guys are ecstatic. It's really been a huge motivator at the training sessions. Everybody, my guys, their guys, have been training double time, even trying to make the team, because we're only choosing four of our guys to compete from each group. So it's a competition within each group, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, man, we've had some great callers and a lot of these young kids calling in and trying to, you know, pinpoint some of their issues that they may be having. But we've actually got a few more callers on the line. So let's see if we can't take another one here. You ready for it?
Yeah, bring it on.
All right. 254 area code, you're on the Bull Riding Advice Hour.
Hey, who are we talking to? Hello. Hey. They may be having phone trouble, Scott.
Yeah, could very well be. And who knows, maybe they're on the road headed our way. We'll see if we can't get them back here in a few minutes. But we do want to remind the listeners out there that we do have phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call. Talk with Sam and I. We'd love to hear from you. And always looking to, share some good bull riding advice. Right, Sam?
Yeah, and I'm ready to share a little tidbit right now. All the bull riders that are listening, if you need, here's a little bull riding advice. If you need some good equipment, you need to talk to a rope maker. You need a rope really quick. You need somebody that will work with you, vest, spurs, rosin, little, big, Shaps, whatever you need. Barstow Pro Rodeo Equipment is the place to get it. They're dependable. They've been in business for over 30 years, and they've got the stuff that every bull rider needs to ride bulls good.
Yeah, and no doubt, what a great opportunity it was for us to sit down with Brett last weekend, or last Wednesday, on the Bull Riding Advice Hour and really get an understanding about these bull ropes and the design and just what they have there in stock, man. It's a, you know, it's a great opportunity. Really enjoyed it.
It was a treat to get him on to talk because that's a busy man. And I tell you what, they really take care of us Allied Bull Riders over here. It's pretty much once a week somebody from our group is needing some equipment, and it's usually just a couple days. UPS, we've got it. They've got it for the weekend riding, and, you know, we're happy to have a good relationship with them and have somebody that can really keep us in equipment.
Absolutely. And, you know, with Christmas coming around the corner, it's you can never have enough equipment, just like, you know, we had talked with Brett last week, and he had even made mention that, you know, I mean, you know, you could obviously use more than one bull rope, too. So might be time to look into getting that new bull rope. It'd be good to have.
Yeah, you know, a second bull rope in the bag, that's a must for anybody that's going to try to make a living riding bulls. One of the biggest reasons we didn't mention on the show last week that I like to have a second rope in my bag is a lot of times you go to these summer outdoor rodeos and it comes a big rain or a flood before or, you know, during the rodeo. And if you have to ride one, a lot of times your rope will fall off in the mud and you'll have a short round bull and your rope's not sticky. It's just wet and there's no way to get it sticky. So if you've got a dry rope in your bag, you've got an advantage over the other competitors that have one rope. It's wet for the short round.
Oh, yeah, you bet, Sam. And I did that, too. Now, let me ask you something. When I don't know. I didn't have a whole lot of funds out there, and I had two completely different style ropes, completely different handholds. One was a 9.7, and I think the other one was a 9.5. And so with that, would you recommend using something like that where, you know, I mean, because I trained with my Barstow. You know, I rode with my Barstow as my primary rope, but then I had a smaller one, less expensive, you know, and didn't feel the same way. But if my Barstow was wet because it was muddy and I had a short round bull, I still felt like it gave me that advantage. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, that's kind of a two-sided coin because – you know, if we're just talking about having a reserve rope in case one is stolen, the airport loses it, it breaks, something, or it gets wet, it needs to be a matching rope, okay? Now, in other cases, you find guys a lot of times that, you know, struggle with holding on to their rope, and they'll carry a different style rope with them, say, if they hurt their hand. Maybe they've got a different rope that, you know, they can't hang on to it. You know, they can hang on to it a little bit better. It doesn't feel as good, but they can keep it in their hand better. So some guys do carry two different styles of ropes, and some guys prefer to carry two of the same style ropes. It just kind of depends on the guy. Bull riders, especially professional bull riders, are extremely picky about their bull ropes.
Yeah. Yep, I'd agree. Well, Sam, what do you say we jump down and take a couple more callers we have here hanging out with us?
Yeah, please do. Bring somebody on.
All right, let's see if we can't bring this one on. 254 area code, you're on the Bull Riding Advice Hour.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Who are we talking to?
This is Clint Lott with the Allied Bull Riders.
Clint Lott, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. We were just talking about you a minute ago. We hear you got dashboarded on the drop barrel during a training session.
Yeah, Tracer's kind of bucked me a little hard, my foot out a little hard on the drop barrel, kind of almost swung me over the side. But
now, next time he does that, this is what you do. Get off the drop barrel, run it in full speed, and tackle him.
All right, I'll be sure to do that.
I know he's kind of stout, but you're a football player, so you should be able to handle that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, tell us how you're feeling about the New Year's Day Allied Match of Champions.
You know, I'm feeling really good about it with the training that Lindy and them have been doing with us out at the Saudi Ranch, getting us prepared for everything that possible that we could get. Bulls, ranking bulls, bulls that are going to turn back away from our hand, into our hand, stuff like that. And I've been doing really well lately. Just been working really hard, keeping in shape, and doing everything I can to stay up for my game.
Now, how many times a week are you going out for training, just the ground training there at Lindy's?
I try and go a couple days a week. It's kind of hard right now with football and everything, but I get out there as much as possible and get what I can.
Okay, okay. Well, would you say that training at Rowdy Ranch, I mean, we got a lot of the young bull riders that listen to the show, and you know, we're trying to encourage them to find a coach, find a place to get some advice, get some practice, help your bull riding. We want more bull riders to be successful. So I'd like for you to share a little bit about kind of maybe how much training with Lindy and getting some professional instruction has helped your career, where you were and where you are now.
It's definitely helped a bunch. I mean, when I first got into riding, I was just riding one bull out of maybe six, and then I got introduced to Lindy, and he told me to come out to the house and train. And once I finally started training with him, it seemed like I was riding everything possible, and if there was something wrong, Lindy was always there to correct me for my next riding, and just made me even better than what I was.
Now, I've been seeing some videos. Coach Lindy's been sending me videos of you as well, and you've been having some success at the is it the CTYRA?
Yes, sir.
Okay, okay. Now, where are you sitting in the CTYRA right now?
In standings, I have no idea. I haven't checked lately, but I would say somewhere in top five, maybe.
Okay, okay. I never did like to check when I was in high school rodeo either. I just like to show up to the awards banquet, and if they called my name and I got an award, awesome.
Yes, sir.
You know, for us bull riders, it's important that we live in the moment and don't worry about the next bull, you know, just ride each one as best we can. And I tell you what, Clint, we're really proud to have you be a part of Allied Bull Riders. You've got a ton of talent. I've been over to West and worked with you on the barrels and on practice bulls, and I'm really excited to get you on through the program and get you up here eventually to some of these Allied pro team training camps that we're having.
Yes, sir. That's really good.
All right, man. Well, listen, thanks for calling in tonight, and keep up the good work, and we're looking forward to going head-to-head with you guys on New Year's Day.
Yes, sir. We are here, too, ready to bring that trophy home.
All right. All right. There you go, Clint. Thanks for calling in tonight.
All right. No problem.
Hey, Sam, how old do you know?
How old is Clint?
Yeah.
Oh, no, nah, don't get me to lying. I want to say 16.
Okay. All right, so we still got about 2 years left. You know, one thing that I'm observing after talking or hearing you talk with these young junior Allied bull riders that are coming out, you know, these guys are so well-spoken and really seem like they're very focused. Is that something that you guys also instill at your Allied bull ride training camp?
Well, you know, Scott, all of us coaches, Reeves, Lindy, and myself, believe that, you know, these guys need to be of good character to be champions. I mean, that's just in the champion handbook. One of the first things you have to do to be a champion is have good character in all things that you do. And we encourage these other young riders. I mean, there are times when we have issues and we have to call each other out. You know, we have to say, hey, you can't do that. You need to step up and have some character here. And we will, as coaches, step up and do that. And these guys do it to each other that are on the team. And we do really have some outstanding young men riding for us, Scott.
Well, yeah, they certainly seem that way. Well, what do you say we jump on down here and see if we can't take another one?
All right.
All right, 254 area code. You're on the Bull Riding Advice Hour.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Dylan Harrelson out of Rowdy Ranch.
Yeah, well, welcome on to the show, Dylan. This is Sam. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good, man. How's your bull riding been going?
It's been going pretty good. Doing pretty good since I've been out there working on the ranch, getting better every day.
All right. Coach Lindy, has he been putting some good workouts on you guys or what?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Now, where all are you riding at right now? You're going to the CTs as well?
Yes, sir. I go to a couple of CPRA open and just about anywhere I can find.
Well, how has your – now, I have had the opportunity to work with you as well for a couple of days, and it's no secret that all of us coaches are impressed with your ability. And we saw an improvement in you at the free school that Lindy put on. And I'm just curious how you're riding. Have you been riding more bulls? Have you been winning some? How's that going since the first clinic?
I've been doing a lot better since I've been working with y'all. I've been riding a lot more and winning a little money here and there.
Good, good. Now, how are you feeling about New Year's Day?
Oh, man, I'm excited. I can't wait.
All right. Now, the rest of your teammates seem to think y'all stand a pretty good chance at this trophy. What do you think your chances are?
Oh, I think we'll bring it home.
Think you'll bring it home. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to say if anybody's got a shot at winning this thing, you guys have a 1 out of 3 chance of winning. All right, well, thanks for letting us pick on you a little bit, Dylan. And, you know, we're super excited to have you over here. Now, when I was working with you before at Lindy's first free clinic that he did there at y'all's training center, you were getting bowed over the front, kind of seeing a little bit, and you were losing your feet a lot. Have you?
Yes, sir.
How's that going? Have you been getting set up and getting that good lift on your rope?
Yes, sir. Lindy's been teaching me a few techniques to make it better, and I've been seeing the getting it down.
All right. Well, you know, Dylan, this time these team matches that we're going to have a couple times a year between these groups is also a chance for me to scout you guys. And obviously, like I said, we were impressed with you at that clinic, and I'm looking forward to watching you ride again New Year's Day.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Dylan, thanks for coming on the show tonight and chatting with us.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. Take care, Dylan.
All right. See you soon.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, man, these guys are pretty hungry. And Sam, I got to tell you, man, these guys are looking to bring a trophy back there with them.
Hey, Coach Lindy is a motivator. This isn't a guy that's just going out there, Scott, and got a mighty bucky and just bucks it a little bit. I mean, these guys are getting into it. They're watching tapes. I mean, they're running. They're doing physical workouts, plus they're doing tons of ground training, and he's trying to teach these guys the finer points of bull riding. And he's one heck of a motivator. He's got these guys fired up. So I know that he's definitely got the momentum. He's a very enthusiastic person, and I know each and every one of the riders that's going to be on that team. I've had the chance to meet them and work with them, and I'll say this, they're tough riders, and they stand a real good chance of winning.
Yeah, well, you know, as a coach, though, man, I'd be stepping out. I'd have to get my guys on board here and see what they think about this, you know. I mean, you can't have all those guys out there from the Rowdy Ranch come on and do the talking, so maybe next week we'll have to have either your team or Reese's team, some of his guys, maybe call in and talk about how things are going at their training camps.
Well, now, those are some guys that I'm really interested to meet. Now, at the last pro training camp, Reese brought one of his students, one of the guys that has been working really hard. He's been riding bulls really well. And Reese said, you know, if you're ready, you know, if you think you can hang, then you come on and work out with us pros. And let me tell you, this young man is 16 years old, and he hung in there with all the workouts. I mean, this is some strenuous workouts, you know, and he hung in there. We've seen tapes of this particular rider. I've seen a few tapes of the other riders that Reese is going to bring, and I'm telling you, he's doing a super job with these guys over there. He's doing a super job, and he'll be bringing a tough team as well. I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of pride in that arena on New Year's Day when we start putting these young men on these Bulls for this competition.
Absolutely, man. I'd have to agree with you, and I'm excited about being down there and having the opportunity to really see these young kids go at it. Now, just for some of our listeners that may not exactly know how this thing is going to unfold, can you recap and kind of tell us about how the layout of this competition is going to be?
Yes, I would love to. A while ago, earlier when we started the show, I said that I had a hard workout today. When I was trying to explain that, I was stuttering too because I was having a massive cramp in my hamstring.
Oh.
So,
okay.
So I think I did get a good workout. This is what we're going to do. We've got three divisions of we have three allied training centers, and we're taking our four best allied junior riders from each one, and we're going to put them in a match on the annual bull riding Pitching in the Pines in New Waverly, Texas, on New Year's Day. And these guys are going to be riding for the trophy for their gym. It's going to be a really nice cup night-type trophy, and this is going to be a chance for us to get these guys together and also let the coaches help each other too, Scott. You know what I mean? Like, oftentimes us coaches are talking on the phone trying to figure out how to help these guys. So, New Year's Day, we're going to have three teams: Reese Cates' team, which we call Mid-South Bull Riders, Lindy, the Rowdy Ranch Bull Riders, and then my guys, the Lake Conroe chapter of Allied. We're going to have them go head-to-head in this team competition.
Right on, right on. Now, is it going to be the total of all four team members?
Yes, it is.
Are we going to tally it? Okay.
Total combined score wins.
All right, man. That sounds great. And, you know, this cup, now, is that going to be able to be passed around from event to an event that you guys are all going to be getting together? Is this something that's going to be able to, I guess you could say, stay in the Allied Bull Riding family, but yet be at each team location, the winners, you know, from these events?
You know what, Scott? This is going to be the type of trophy that we're just going to get another one, and that way the gym can keep that for memorabilia, and we're going to have another
right
one for each event. So there will be separate prizes for each one of these type team matches. And for all the guys that are listening out there as well, this is the future of bull riding. This is where bull riding is going, into these team-type events where riders are trained. They've got people watching out for them, taking care of them. As people are starting to get a picture tonight of what's really going on with Allied, how we're developing a system with these junior riders are being trained, and as they come up through the ranks, we're going to move them right into the pro training camps and then right into the pro competitions. So anybody out there listening, if you have some bull riding knowledge, or maybe you just want to own a team or help a team, you want to hire a bull riding coach, you want to get a team together that is training kids, maybe a youth team or a pro team, but set up weekly training facilities where these young bull riders could be helped, please contact us, get with us, and let us help you get pointed in the right direction, where in the future we have these team competitions, we can have other teams invited to come ride against ours.
Yeah, you bet, man. Well, listen, we've only got about 5 minutes left in the show, but we do have another caller on the line, so let's see if we can't snag this last one. What do you think?
Sounds good. Let's get him on.
504 or 405 area code. You're on the Bull Riding Advice Hour.
Hey, Sam. This is Greg McKinley. How's it going?
Hey, good, Greg. How are you?
Oh, we're kind of doing the same thing. We're kind of staying out in the Nashville, Tennessee area, and it's kind of a long ways to get around, and I'm kind of working with a bunch of young guys and some guys that are on the pro level as well. And my question is, with your younger bull riders that are 18, 19 years old, are you sticking, if they're showing a little bit of an ability, are you throwing them straight, you know, to the Touring Pro divisions, or are you taking them, like, to the UPRA level or something like that?
Let me say this. When these guys they should be chomping at the bit way before they're ever allowed to go to the Touring Pro level.
Exactly. Simply because PBR has been around long enough for us to see the cycle of PBR as a whole survives on the blood of rookies. It chews rookies up and spits them out for dinner.
Yes, sir. I've seen it in Miami.
These guys coming up, Greg, we really have to guard them. I would like to see guys coming in the PBR at 19 and a half to 20 years old. Most of these 18-year-old bull riders are not even developed physically as they are going to be at 22, 21, 22 years old. So I'd like to definitely see them be a little bit more physically of an athlete and developed. And then on top of that, there's not a level of bulls above those. So I would try to keep them pointed in the amateur and the semi-pro direction until these guys are riding about at least 85% of those semi-pro to amateur bulls.
Exactly. That's kind of – I was talking to some of the guys tonight that's kind of focused up with us, and that's exactly what I told them. If you can't ride 80% of your bulls, 75 to 80% of your bulls, you know, on an amateur level, you're not even going to ride 15%, you know, on the elite level.
No, that would be giving them a few percentages.
Yeah, I actually would.
and that's something else, too, to all of our listeners, Greg, and these young bull riders that are at that point right now is, you know, you're taking a big risk when you're young and you jump right out there, because if the PBR does grind you up and spit you out, it's harder to come back. I've seen a lot of guys come on and get their spirit broken and their confidence broken and go back and make a good amateur rider but never make a pro rider because they got broke too young.
And that's kind of what happened to me. I jumped out there at 15 years old in the Mega Bucks and the Super Bulls, and by the time I got to where I was riding really good, I was too broken up.
And now I remember going to those bull ridings, and those were some pretty serious. Those were a lot of NFR bulls, a lot of top notch bulls at those open bull ridings. And 15 is pretty young to be out there doing that at that level.
Oh yeah, it was just me and Cody Hart. You know, the youngest of the guys that were going to them, and like I said, by the time I got to where, you know, I could really ride and spur a 21 or 22 pointer, I was so broken up that it really didn't do me no good. And that's what I was trying to do with a lot of these kids, is kind of protect them. You know, I got 15, 20 bulls at the house that are just some 16, 17, 18-point spinners, you know, for these kids to get on. And we got the drop barrel, the stationary barrels, you know. And I went to LaFuse when I was 13, so I kind of preach a lot of that stuff, you know, and keep these kids motivated. And I tell them, you know, you can't ride for $1 million till you're 18, so there ain't no need to go out here and kill yourself.
That's right.
And then, like you said, you're not developed until you're 19 or 20. And, you know, I've seen you. I grew up watching you ride. You know, I kind of rode YRA and stuff as a kid. And I told them, I said, you know, there's a lot of these guys, they cut their teeth and pay their dues. But when they get up here to that level, you know, you're not going to throw them off a 20-point spinner. You know, that's a given paycheck for those guys. And that's how it should be. But I really think y'all are doing a lot of great things, and I appreciate the insight and everything, and I look forward to seeing you on down the road, Sam.
Hey, thanks for calling in tonight, Greg. It's always good to talk to you.
Oh, you too, sir. Y'all have a great night. You too, Scott.
All right, thanks. You too, Greg. Well, Sam,
all right,
well,
Scott, this has been a great show, man. We've had some really good callers tonight.
Yeah, you bet, and I really enjoy talking with these guys and, you know, these young kids, and then, you know, you take a guy like Gregory that is just, you know, really, you know, inspired and good to teach, you know. I mean, he's sitting back listening from a coach's standpoint, and that's great, man. That's what the show's all about.
Yeah, and listen, hey, he described it relatively quickly, but listen, to have practice bulls and put on training and have barrels, it sounds like a small feat. But if he's doing that, he's putting in a lot of work, and I hope all the bull riders that he's working with are appreciative, because it takes a lot of effort to get that done.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, Sam, I guess we'll be back here next Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, and want to remind all the listeners out there that we'll be sitting back on the ranch this next Monday. And I believe we've got a pretty good bullfighter at hand that's going to be joining us. And PBR bullfighter Mr. Shorty Gorham is going to be on our show on Monday.
Shorty Gorham, I tell you what, now there's one of the best bullfighters in the world. So I will be tuned in listening to that, Scott. And until that time, I want to leave a message to all the young bull riders out there. Remember that you're not bucked off until your head hits the ground the second time.
That's right, Sam. Until then, we'll see you next Wednesday, buddy.
All right.
All right, Sam, that is going to wrap up our Bull Riding Advice Hour right here on the Making A Radio Network. Until next Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central Time, y'all get a grip with AllyBullRiders.com and Making8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.